Zondervan presents The Heart of Memory by Alison Strobel, read by Emily Durante. Chapter 1. Knowing there was always someone watching her at these conferences, Savannah Trover kept her mouth moving as the crowd sang along with the worship band. She wasn't on stage yet, but sitting on deck with the other speakers made her nearly as visible. She was just glad no one had heard when her voice had given out with a squeak on the last verse, and hopefully no one around her noticed she wasn't actually singing anymore. "Lousy timing, God," she prayed as she took a casual glance to the door behind her. Where was Marissa? Savannah went on in 10 minutes and wouldn't have a voice to teach with if she didn't get some Ricola and water soon. The song ended and a new one began, admonishing her to trust in the Lord. "Shame on me. Thanks for the reminder." She straightened her shoulders and mouthed the words to save her voice, while she tried not to panic that she'd bomb when she took the stage. A hand on her arm startled her from her thoughts. Marissa held out a bottle of water and an unwrapped lozenge. "Sorry it took so long," she whispered. Savannah smiled and waved away the apology as she took the lozenge. Marissa always knew exactly what she needed. Savannah wished the ministry could afford to give her a raise. She certainly deserved one. Marissa pulled Savannah's phone from her pocket and handed it to her. "Sean texted 3 times while I was in the dressing room. I figured it must be important if he was trying to reach you when he knows you're teaching this morning." Savannah drained half the water, then popped the lozenge and took the phone. "Leather-bound exec checkbook. Can't find it. Know where it is?" She frowned. "Didn't know we had one. Sorry." She handed it back to